Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
2 Kings chapter number 11, I want to pick up reading in verse number 1. The Bible said this, "And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaza, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. But Jehosheba, the daughter of the king Jehoram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's son, which were slain, and they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber from Athaliah, so that he was not slain." The Bible said in verse number 3, "And he was with her hid in the house of the Lord 6 years, and Athaliah did reign over the land." Now, note back in verse number 2, "But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain." And I want to look at this lady right here, Jehosheba, or Jehoshabeth. If you look on into Kings and into Chronicles, you'll find her again. And I just want to talk to you about this lady for a little while tonight and see what we can learn from the life of Jehosheba tonight. Father, I love you. Thank you, Lord, for being good to us tonight. Thank you, God, for mercy and grace. God, I'm the first to say, Lord, thank you, God, for what you've done. God, may we never forget to brag on you and to testify about your goodness to us. Now, God, you know the need of the service, and I pray, God, that you would help me to relay to your people tonight, God, Father, the things that you put in my heart, Father, that you put on my mind, God, over the past few days, God, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. Excuse me, whenever we come to the text, we're introduced really to two different ladies here. One of them is this lady, Athaliah, and one of them is this lady, Jehosheba. And whenever you study them out tonight, you'll find that, man, they are total opposites in their life. Whenever you begin to study Queen Athaliah out, you'll find out that she is really, whenever you study it, one of the most wicked people that I've ever read about and that I've ever studied about. Whenever you study Athaliah, we've just found right here in the text that the Bible that said that she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. And you'll find out that she is wanting to be the queen. She's wanting to overtake the throne. And what she does is she finds all of the royal seed, anybody that has any kind of lineage that could become the king, and she kills them. She kills them. Why? Because she's greedy. Because she wants to be over the place. Because she wants to run everything. And we'll find that Athaliah finds them all and she kills them. Now, whenever you think about that, think about this with me. It's not just kids that she's killing, but it's her own kids. It's her own lineage. It's her own people that she is killing because of her greed and because of her hunger for power, if you want to say it that way. So she finds them all, and according to the Bible, she is killing them all. Now, when we come to Joash, I don't know. I've read this a lot. I've studied this a lot. I've not read hardly any books or hardly any commentaries on it. I've really just read the text over and over and the cross references. I don't know if she attempted to kill Joash yet, but he's going to be killed. The Bible said that that Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, sister of Hosea, took Joash, the son of Hosiah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. which were slain. So all these others are already dead. I don't know if Joash has, she has attempted to kill Joash and it didn't work, or she just hadn't gotten to Joash yet. We can speculate. Are you with me? If you want a little speculation, I think there is a chance that she has attempted to kill him. Here's the reason I say that. Where is he at? He's in the midst of all the other sons that were already dead. Are you with me tonight? But in the midst of that, in the midst of all the wickedness, in the midst of all the vile, in the midst of all the innocent blood being shed, there's one person. And you know who we find? We find this one person by the name of Jehosheba that decides that they're going to do something about all of the mess that is around them. Can I just say this to you tonight? I don't think that I have to preach very long at all. I don't think that I have to labor an introduction to tell you how bad it is around us today. I don't think that I have to labor an introduction to talk about all of the innocent lives that are being killed in the name of abortion today. I don't think that I have to take long to deal with our country and the need of our country and the innocent blood that's being shed in our country and the mess that our country is in. But here's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in this thought. Is there any more Jehoshabas? Is there anybody else that's going to do anything about it? Whenever you come to this lady Jehosheba, her name's very interesting. I think we could all say amen on that. But here's what it means. The Lord is our guarantee, our promise, or our oath. And can I just say this? She lives up to her name, and you'll see it at the end. She lives up because the Lord had guaranteed some things. There was some things that the only way that it was going to take place is if it took place the way the Lord said that it was going to take place. Now let's look at this Jehosheba for just 10 or 15 minutes and we'll go home. Number one, I want you to note her realization with me. Her realization. You said, preacher, what do you mean by that? Here's simply what I mean by that. Jehosheba realized that there was a problem. She realized that there was wickedness all around her, and she realized that there was a problem. Can I say something to you tonight? May God help us to realize the need that is all around us today. Does it even bother us that people are dying and going to hell all around us, people that we brush shoulders with on a daily basis, maybe laying in the very glimpse of death? It could be knocking at their door. Her realization. She realizes, I thought about this. Again, we could speculate a lot of things. I can't really give you scripture on this. But we could speculate this. It's a child. It's a baby. We know that according to the Bible. It's a baby. And probably if there's a bunch of racket, a bunch of killing going on around it, because those sons are dead, Athaliah's put out the death creed. She's having everybody killed. Can I just say this? There's a good chance that baby Joash is crying out. He's amongst those that are dead, according to the Bible right there. And he's probably crying out. Can I say this to you today? She realized something was wrong. May God help us to be as Jehosheba right here. And when others around us are crying out in need, when they're at the point of death in their life, may God help us to realize it. May God help us to realize it. I thought about this. The Bible said this. You remember what he said in John chapter number 4, verse number 35? He said this. He said, lift up your eyes. He said, lift up. You know what he said? You need to realize something. I want you to see something. Lift up your eyes. He's talking to the disciples, in which we could talk about the geographical location he was in. We could talk about the time of the year it was. But I'll just say this. He says, lift up your eyes. Why? He said, I want you to look on the fields, for they're already white unto harvest. Hear the preacher tonight. We need to lift our eyes up. We need to realize there's a world that's lost. There's a world that's going to hell. A realization. I thought about this. What did the Bible say in Matthew chapter number 9? Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous. It's plenteous. You know what he said? Here, can I just break that down and give you the meaning of that? There's a lot of people get saved if somebody just go tell them about Jesus. The harvest is plenteous. You say, preacher, what are you saying? We need to realize tonight, hey, Jehoshaphat right here looked at Joash, and even though Athaliah wanted Joash dead, Jehoshaphat looked at him and realized there was a need. There was a need. Number two, not only her realization. I told you I won't preach along tonight, but stay with me. Number two, this, I see she had a realization of the need. Then I say this, she responded. She just didn't sit around. There was a response that came from Jehoshaphat. What did she do? Well, according to our Bible, she went and got the baby. She took the baby out of death's arms. I mean, Joash is fixing to die. Joash, and it even possible that they may have already tried to kill him, but she goes and gets the baby. She responded, hey, church, listen to me. It's one thing to realize that there's a lost world. It's one thing to realize that the world needs Jesus. It's one thing to realize that your co-workers need Jesus, but what are you doing about it? What are we doing about it? I told you I didn't have to labor the thought that it's a wicked world, but what are we doing about it? Young people, the people you go to school with, what are you doing about it? Daddy, the people you work with, what are you doing about it? Mama, the people you work with, what are you doing about it? Young people, the people that you play sports with, what are you doing about it? Man, here's what the Bible said again in Matthew chapter number 9. He said this, then saith he unto the disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. You know what he's saying? He's saying this. There's a lot of realization going on, but there's not much response to it. There's not much response to it. People say this, well, when the Lord tells me to do something, I'll do it. He's already told you. He's already told you. You say, what has he told me to do? Well, the Bible said this in Mark chapter number 16. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. What did he say? He said this, go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Oh, it's one thing to realize that the world needs Jesus. Oh, but it's another thing to respond to that. I thought about what Jesus said. He said, my eye affecteth my heart. And when Jehoshaphat saw Joash laying in the ruins of dead bodies, because look again, the Bible said this, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. They're already dead. When she sees him in that mess, her eye affected her heart. You know what she done to it? She responded to that. I want to ask you a question. How are you responding to the realization of a lost world today? How are we responding to it? What are we doing about it? You know what? I thought about this. Jehoshaphat could have just kept going. Jehoshaphat could have walked by, went on down the road, lived her life, Never thought nothing else about it. And also thought about this. Jehoshaphat really takes a major step of faith right here. Let me tell you the reason why. Because Athaliah, that is running the kingdom practically, said kill them all. You know what she's doing? She is going directly against what the leader said do. Now, I'm not for that, but in case it's like this, I am. Somebody say amen. She's going directly against it. In other words, she's saying this. It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what happens to me. What I realize is there is someone in need, and I'm going to respond to their need. Her realization, her responding. Number three, and we'll go home. I want you to see this. I want you to see, and I really preached all night to get here. I want you to see her reward. You see, Jehoshaphat was rewarded for what she done. You say, well, preacher, the only thing that I can read and that I can see, and maybe you went home today and found these people. I talked about it this morning and read chapter 11, 12, 13, on up to 14. And maybe you read that and you say, well, you know, preacher, there's just not a whole lot more said about Jehoshaphat. I don't understand where the reward's at. Well, you know, a lot of times the reward's in things that we never even really realize that it's in. Whenever you study this, she saves a little boy by the name of Joash. Have you ever heard of Joash? I'm sure you probably have if you've been around church very long at all. Think about some of the things Joash done. He was hid in the temple of God. And boy, what a message right there to parents today. But he's hid in the temple of God for 6 years. And then he starts to what? He starts to reign as king. Now think about that. How would you like to have a 6 or a 7 year old boy as the president of the United States? He said it'd probably be better than what we got. Think about this. Her reward. Now, let me show you something. He restores, when you go to verse 17 and 18 of 2 Kings chapter number 11, you know what Joash does? Joash restores proper worship in Judah. After being crowned Joash under the guidance of Jehoiada, the priest helped renew the covenant with the Lord, tear down the house of Baal, and restore its altars and destroy its altars and images. Think about this. What does Joash do? He repaired and restored the temple in chapter number 12 of 2 Kings. One of the greatest accomplishments. He organized the system to collect the offerings. I read through this today. He funded repairs to the house of the Lord. He ensured the money was handled honestly. This shows that leadership is reviving the physical and the spiritual centers of worship. Think about this. What did he do? Well, according to chapter 12, verse number 2, he led Judah in a period of obedience in his early reign. And Joash, chapter number 12, verse number 2 of 2 Kings, and Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all his days wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him. His early reign brought stability and spiritual direction to a nation. So when we think about this lady tonight, and when we look at the life of Jehoshaphat tonight, oh yeah, it's great that she realized there was a need. It's great that she responded to the need. But stability was brought to Judah. The house of God was restored. Proper worship was set back in place. All because somebody, you know what, she didn't know Joash was going to do that. She didn't know what Joash was fixing to bring forth. She didn't know that God was going to use Joash to be the next king and to reestablish the house of God and to set worship up the way that it was supposed to be. But you know what she did? She saw somebody in need, and she responded to that need. And because of that, look what happened. But the greatest reward she had was this. You remember in your Bible, a man by the name of David. Does anybody remember a man by the name of David? He's often referred to as the sweet psalmist of Israel. Matter of fact, Jesus says this, the Bible prophesies of this, that through the lineage of David, that Jesus would come. Through the line of Judah, through the lineage of David, that was the bloodline of Christ. Is everybody with me? It's coming through David. Let me give you a little bit of David's lineage. Can I give it to you? David had a son, and his name was Solomon. Solomon had a son, and his name was Rehoboam. Rehoboam had a son, his name was Abishai. Abishai had a son, and his name was Asa. Asa had a son, and his name was Jehoshaphat. Thank God for Jonathan. Jehoshaphat had a son, and his name was Jehoram. Jehoram had a son, and his name was Hazaiah. Hazaiah had a son, and you know what his son's name was? Joash. The last living male to carry on the lineage of David. Are you hearing me? And the David covenant, the bloodline that Jesus Christ was going to come through. I hope you're hearing the preacher tonight. The bloodline that Jesus was coming through. The one that went to Calvary and died for your sins. His bloodline, you know, the way that it came was through a young boy by the name of Joash. And he was the last one left to carry. Athaliah had killed everything else. And he's the last one left to carry on the bloodline. I wish you'd get what I'm saying here. The bloodline of Christ. And you know what? You know what Jehoram does? Or not Jehoram, but you know what Jehoshaba does? Jehoshaba just realizes, man, there's a need right here. And you know what Jehoshaba does? She responds to that need. And you know what happens because she responds to that need? The lineage of Christ continues. Jesus is born through the line of Judah. And let me tell you the reason why. Here's the reason why. Although Satan tried to destroy the line of Christ, Athaliah was nothing more than a tool of Satan. Athaliah was nothing more than the serpent in the garden. Athaliah had one goal, and that was to destroy the line of Christ and to deplete that line of Christ because it had already been prophesied what he would be. But Jehoshaba realizes that there's someone in need and goes and helps them. And now look what happens. Jesus comes through that very line. Miss Tanya, you come to the piano. I wrote this down today. I hope you've got what I've just showed you from the Bible. I wrote this down today. Her realization moved her. Her response defined her. But listen to this. Her reward outlived her. You may think you're just helping one person, just reaching one life. But God is doing far more than you can see. When you respond to what God shows you, He'll give results that will reach beyond your lifetime. Amen. She just thought she's helping somebody. But because of that, Jesus went to Calvary. I go back and ask you this question in closing. I'll go back and ask you this question. What's your response tonight? Because you're responding. Everybody has a realization of what's going on around us. You're either responding in a good way or you're responding in a bad way. So many times we nonchalantly, I know they're lost and you know, I'm going to do my best to go tell them about Jesus. What if they're not here when you go tell them about Jesus? We're responding. You know what? If Jehoshaphat would have waited, Jay, what would have happened to Joash? Joash would have died. That's exactly what would have happened. Now, I know that we can talk about the providence of God. I know we can talk about God's going to keep His word. He had already prophesied that it would come true, and it would have come true. Now, I understand every bit of that, but also what we've got to realize is God chooses to use people. And God chose to use Jehoshaphat to save the lineage of Christ. So when you invest in that one person that you wonder, I don't know if there'll ever be any difference in it or not. Just think about Joash. Just think about Jehoshaphat. You that was here on Friday night of the preacher's meeting. You that was here a week ago Friday night. Saw a guy stand up and lead in prayer. And I said, this is Alton Bill. The whole story behind that was this. He was a kid standing in front of a rundown single wide trailer on the side of 601 right inside of Davie County. And Gene Thacker and Harold England drove an old Dodge church van with a 3-speed on the column. Biggest part of y'all ain't got a clue what that even means. But a 3-speed on the column, Brother Rodney. Drove it by and saw him playing in the yard and invited him to church. The next day, he got on that church van and rode that church van to church. Mama didn't go to church. Daddy didn't go to church. But the end result of that, and it's not the end because it's still living, he is now a preacher, and he is the president of Ambassador Baptist Bible College, and literally preaches all over the world, every year of his life. Harold England's in heaven today. He's already made the crossing. But you know what he was? He was a Jehoshaphat. You know what he done? He saw somebody in need, and he went and invested in that person in need. And you know what they done? They gave their life to Christ. And now that Harold England's in heaven, guess what's happening? His life lives on because he invested in somebody. Will you be a Jehoshaphat today, or will you be an Athaliah? So, preacher, I'd never kill nobody. I'd never do that. But can I say something? They've already got a death sentence on their life. It's appointed unto man wants to die. You say, well, how would I be an Athaliah when we do nothing? Hello? When we do nothing, that's exactly what we're being. May God help us to be a Jehoshaphat and reach the world.